ಶ್ರೀಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಜಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಜಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಗುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಗುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ
Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4 and Verse number 6. Katham alakshitah paurehe sampraptah kuru jangalan unmatta muka jadavat vicharan gajasavhaye katham alakshitah paurehe sampraptah kuru jangalan unmatta muka jadavat vicharan gajasavhaye katham alakshitah paure sampraptah kuru jangalan unmatta muka jadavat vicharan gajasavhaye. Guru Jangalan Unmatta Muka Jadavat Vicharan Gajasavaye Katham Alakshita Paure Sampraptah Kuru Jangalan Unmatta Muka Jadavat Vicharan Gajasavaye. What word translation? Katham, how? Alakshitah, recognized. Paure, by the citizens. Sampraptah, reaching. Kuru Jangalan, the Kuru Jangala provinces. Unmatta, mad. Muka, dumb. Jadavat, stunted. Vicharan, wandering. Gajasavaye, Hastinapur. Translation and purport. How was he, Srila Shukadev, the son of Vyasa, recognized by the citizens when he entered the city of Hastinapur, now Delhi, after wandering in the provinces of Kuru and Jangala, appearing like a madman, dumb and retarded? The present city of Delhi was formerly known as Hastinapur because it was first established by King Hasti. Goswami Sukadev, after leaving his paternal home, was roaming like a madman, and therefore very difficult for the citizens to recognize him in his exalted position. A sage is not therefore recognized by sight but by hearing. One should approach a sadhu or a great sage not to see but to hear him. If one is not prepared to hear the words of sadhu, there is no profit. Shukadev Goswami was a sadhu who could speak on the transcendental activities of the Lord. He did not satisfy the whims of ordinary citizens. He was recognized when he spoke on the subject of Bhagavatam, and he never attempted jugglery like a magician. Outwardly, he appeared to be a retarded, dumb madman, but in fact, he was the most elevated transcendental personality. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsta Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. First of all, I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. We are here hearing chapter 4 of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the session where the second session of questions is happening. In the last few days we have seen first question is asked by Shonaka that when and where and in what situation this Srimad Bhagavatam was being composed. And now today this question is there that about the speaker of Bhagavatam, that Srila Sukadev Goswami was outwardly looking like a madman, dumb and retarded. So it's very obvious that the Hastinapur, the Samrat, I mean the capital city people, how they must have recognized him. Now this situation is 5,000 years back, you know. Just imagine that in those days, people were all accustomed to the Vedic custom, you know, how sannyasis are there, how avadhutas and all. Still, this question has been asked. That means many people would not have had a proper perspective about this personality outwardly. So, now in this situation, if we imagine that at this time, suppose such kind of person, I mean, exalted personality come to Mumbai, suppose, how people will recognize him. And Prabhupada said that we should hear from such people, we should not be eager to see them. But the scenario is such that people nowadays want to see, I mean, they recognize, more emphasis is given to the appearance than hearing. So, most probably people will call to police and put that person into mental asylum. That's the reality. But, as we see, Prabhupada writes in purport that those who are in the line of Guru Shishya Parampara, they should not fall to this trap, actually, that just like in IDC we teach ISKCON disciple course that to all the new ISKCON devotees, that whenever they want to take a guru, Diksha Guru, they should not go to such kind of thing that among the gurus, who is handsome or who has more followers and such that. But they should listen to one guru and for 1 year and see that how he is inspiring you to take shelter of Krishna. That should be the criteria to see who is a guru who can inspire you throughout the whole life. So that hearing is very important, that Prabhupada writes. If you see, in day-to-day life, we see the word sadhu from the very beginning when we are born, you know. So, we see very primary three understanding about the understanding of people about the word sadhu. The very primary understanding. Just like we see in the community, if somebody is, you know, truthful and non-violent, then we say, aray, sadhu aadmi, isko chhod do. I mean, don't mess with him. So, we put him in a sadhu category. Just because he is jio or jino do, adhyat na madhyat. You know, he just follow his routine. Second understanding, people know, see that sadhu means one should sacrifice something for the others, you know, like property or maybe his, his health or maybe his life. Recently we have seen in COVID, one RSS member, that 86-year-old man, he was COVID patient and somehow he got a bed. But when he saw that one 40-year-old patient, I mean his relatives were fighting for a bed and there was no bed, so he said, no, give my bed to him because I have already lived my life. But this person needs life because he has responsibilities to fulfill. And this actually man died after 3 days at home. So he is a sadhu because he has sacrificed for a better cause to help someone. So that is the second understanding generally have people. And then commonly we know sadhu means he is expected to speak about spirituality. So this is the three primary understanding which any common man will come to without going through the scriptural readings. There are some criteria, I mean, this same common, I mean, this samaj, so the people, they have some wrong criteria also put forward that how to understand someone is a powerful sadhu, then they say that he should fit into this criteria. Then he is powerful. Which may not be always true, contextually. We'll just see that. First is just physical appearance. Many people think that because of his spiritual power, he should be, you know, like dazzling and all this. So it may not be all, I mean, it is true, but if you see Ashtavakra Muni and Angira Muni, I mean, the many instances come in Bhagavatam where some Devakanya laughed at Ashtavakra Muni, but he was so powerful, he cursed him. So that is not a proper criteria to judge who is our powerful sadhu and all. Then comes age. So people see that age, one should be, advanced age, 70, 80, then he will become a powerful sadhu. You are just a young college kid, you know, So if you see Nishukadeva Goswami himself and Prahlad Maharaj, they are at very young age, they are very powerful sadhu, right? Then we see birth. Birth is also not the criteria all the time. We have seen in the history, there are many people who have become great saints. They are not born in a Brahmana family or aristocratic family. Then people have understanding how person sadhu is very powerful because he should have a big followers. So need not, it's true actually, but need not be true for everybody because if you see Gaura Kishwardas or Babaji Maharaj, Loknath Goswami, they have one disciple each. But they were all powerful people, transcendentally advanced people. And then one very popular saying in people, in sadhu means prana jaya pan vachana jaya. Whatever he says, he follows that. And it is very tricky actually. But just like we see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, once only he ate mangoes which were not offered. And then he said, I will never eat mangoes in entire my life. And he followed that. That's true. But in this particular 21st, this century where we see the preachers traveling, you know, the contextually, they may not be able to follow that. I'll give an example. When we were newly joined, our seva was the bus party. Always, you know, always on the wheel. For 1 year we were 15 days bus party, 15 days in temple services. So once, our bus party went to Kokand, Tarapur. Tarapur is a place. So, 7-8 of us. So there we went and stayed at one place, one house where the only Prabhuji was there, Mataji was not there. So we had, I think, some little breakfast. And then we went for Harinam. And this Prabhuji called for called two neighbor Matajis to make prasad for us. And it was late, like 12:30, 1 o'clock. We all were very hungry. And we came back. And it was a village, so they made only rice, dal, sabji, chapati, four items, that's it. And as soon as we came inside, the Matajis vacated the house. And then Prabhuji said, "I will serve you." We said, "Jaldi karo, supper." Then as soon as he served us, everybody took a morsel and pani lao, because it was really very hot. I mean, so much chili was there. But still, we enjoyed it because it was tasty food. But in our group, there was one person who was a non-spicy person. But I saw that he is also eating. He is also eating, and with every morsel he is drinking water. And he is the senior most. So I was really confused. How is it possible? I mean, how he is doing that? So I couldn't resist. Then after prasadam, I asked him, "Prabhuji, you are a strict non-spicy person. Then you should have asked him, Prabhuji, I can't eat it, make it, you know." So dal was also spicy because there was no option at all. So he ate it. So he said, "Look, we are guests. We are sadhus and we are guests at somebody's house. And we should see the situation that he has no, I mean, right now he has no wife. She can cook immediately. And if I say that, oh, I am non-spicy person, I will not eat, I will fast, then that is very embarrassing for that host, right? He will put off, I mean, faith in this, kya sadhu hai." So he said that when I, in a particular situation, when I said that I am a non-spicy, but now I am eating it, so that is I am not fanaticism. I mean, I am not following fanaticism. If I do that, that is a fanaticism. And if now and then, if somehow some non-spicy comes and I keep eating, that is lunatic. You know, what I am saying, I am not following it. So that's the sadhu, a current sadhu, where he knows that for doing something I may be criticized. But he says, for the cause of preaching, I will accept that criticism. But the sadhu name should be followed. That, because what I am dealing with is that person, not to the society right now. So this is some very thoughtful thing I understood, that as the centuries goes, we have to also become flexible and accept few things. You know, why I'm saying this? Because the world around is running with a particular program. They just go like this only, equation 1, 2, 3, 4. You must have remember the one film, Guide, very early movie, Devanand movie. In that, he goes to, somehow he happens to go in one village and he was hungry. People see that, there are sadhu aage. So he said, "I'm not sadhu." So they said, "No, you are sadhu." So they said, "Okay." And somehow, from so many years, there was no rains. So what they suggest, you are a sadhu, you fast until death, then rains will come. So they said, "Why should I die?" So he is a very common man, but circumstantially he made to be sadhu. Then they make him fast and he actually dies. And then rains come. So why I'm saying this, how much the society is like hell-bent to sort of this. So that is the picturized by him, that this is what one should do. That's his qualification as a sadhu. Then is ashram. Whether ashram is the basic criteria to see whether one is sadhu or not. We see the episode of Durvas Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. So Durvas Muni is a sannyasi, sadhu, and Ambarish Maharaj is a householder, king. But what happened? We know the end result is Durvasmuri was actually offering obeisances to Ambarish Maharaj. Actually, I committed a very great mistake. You are actually sadhu. So, it is also not the criteria. Sadhu qualities can be acquired by anybody in any ashram. Then somebody may say, the outward renunciation, like wearing tree bark. Sadhu means you should be. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see one episode where Brahmananda Bharati comes to meet Lord Chaitanya. Then Govinda becomes very happy. Govinda says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has come. Mahaprabhu says, oh, he becomes very happy. He comes out and sees that he is wearing tree bark. So Mahaprabhu says, where is Brahmananda Bharati? I want to meet him. So Govinda says, he is standing. But where is he? I cannot see him. So Brahmananda Bharati immediately understood that, you know, Mahaprabhu didn't like me wearing this tree bark. So, gone are the days where such kind of some particular rules and regulations were followed, and now we see how the paradigm has shifted. That, you know, if suppose now we see in a rainy season, if our dhoti doesn't get dried and if we wear it, what happens? Itching problem. It's a very dangerous. And suppose now if we come up with a law that, you know, all brahmacharis should wear tree bark. So it's very difficult. Many people would choose to become a Naga Baba rather than regaining, you know, tree bark. It's very difficult. So the point is, we have to give up all those the traditional ideas and stick to what is the purpose of a sadhu. So Prabhupada writes that he should be able to speak on transcendental topics of Lord and bring out the supta prema about Krishna and make people love Krishna. That is the main criteria. And for that we have seen Prabhupada going to West, which was unheard at that moment, at that time. And last is gender. Everybody say that sadhu means it should be man. I remember I came to Krishna consciousness in my 25th year in Pune. And I used to go to temple every Sunday and I used to associate with Ramnitai Prabhu at that moment. I used to attend his counseling meeting. Two, four Sundays after that, he told me that now we have officially, temple has officially selected a counselor for you. Official. And that is a Mataji. I said, I'm not going to attend that. So he said, no, she is a very senior counselor. She is doing bhakti from 1985, you know, and she is a very advanced counselor and you will learn so many things. And he said, so I was reluctant. So he said, do one thing, you just go there and unofficially I will be your counselor. Okay, you just go. I said, okay, anyway. So I went to the hall in Kunjibari temple. There is one hall. There is one rectangular hall. So I, as usual, I was late. So meeting was already started. And I had no idea who might be there inside. So I knocked. And it was like two half door kind of traditional door. So half door opened and one Mataji said, what? I said, I want to join the meeting. He said, she called me by name. I said, are you this? I asked, how do you know my name? So we all know your name because we are waiting for you. And as she opened the door, the whole 25-30 Matajis were sitting. And on the Vyasasan and the next, opposite to me was Mataji sitting. And I was aghast. I said, what am I doing here? So she called out. Mataji was already informed that this guy is going to come. She said, sir, Devendra, come inside. I said, no, I am here. I am okay here. I will sit here. I am always a backbencher. says, nothing doing, you have a seat here. Come inside. So I was thinking inside, you just imagine, I came here to join IYS and they have sent me to Chetna. So I was thinking like this and I was entering and they were giving me way. I was feeling like a Moses going into the ocean. But this motion is going to close. So I was really uncomfortable. I said, this is the last meeting I'm going to attend here. So she saw me, my situation, and then she said that, don't worry, you're not this body, neither are they. And then that actually relieved me. And I saw that, I mean, she's a very powerful lady. So as I approached in, I saw three people like me were in front of her. So they were sitting like this. That's why I couldn't see them. So in that meeting, only four of us were there and then 25 Matajis raised backside. So the point what I'm making is, the whole 6 months I had attended that meeting and the Vaishnava behavior, how to behave with Vaishnava, that is the Mataji's main teaching, because, I mean, she has emphasized. So based on Shastra, whatever I learned in these 6 months, I feel I'm very grateful to her. So the point what I'm making here is, the characteristics of sadhu is not restricted to men. You know, we see that in ISKCON, many Matajis are very powerful sadhus, right? So these are the common analysis we saw, that, you know, what is the primary understanding of, and then what are the criteria people have in mind. Now let us see what Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, they teach us what sadhu should do, what sadhu shouldn't do, so that it will help us in our progress in devotional service. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that Mahaprabhu is a Lord himself, Lord Krishna, but he is playing a part of a sadhaka, acharya, teacher. So he, when he is in Jagannath Puri, he is asking all the devotees, mainly Sarvam Bhattacharya, he treats him as his guru. He asks that, you know, I want to go to South Bombay. South India. So South India. So everybody says, Mahaprabhu, this is, now the festival is coming, wait for 2 months. He said, okay. Or now the rainy season, 4 months. Now the Dola Yatra, now the Jagannath Yatra. So this 2 years pass. And Mahaprabhu says, they are not going to leave me. So Mahaprabhu plays a trick. And he says, look, I have a family problem to solve. I have to search my brother. So I have to leave immediately now. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, okay, you go, but don't forget to meet Ramananda Rai. Okay. Mahaprabhu says, okay. Now he says, okay, yes has come. Mahaprabhu immediately goes. And as Mahaprabhu starts walking, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya collapses. He faints. Now same Mahaprabhu who is treating to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, saying that now you have become bhakta, I have achieved Vaikuntha. Here now he sees that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is falling on the ground. Shigra he does the prasthan. That is how the sadhus are. So the verse comes one this, Vajrad api kathorad. Mruduni kusumani cha. So sometimes they are very, their behavior is very kathor, like a vajra. But many times they are like a soft flower, their behavior is. But no, who can understand this? It's very difficult. That's why it is said, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vigye Na Bhunjaya. So we have to see that we should not see externally the activities of sadhus and judge them. That's why it is said, you have to have a proper distance with the sadhus. So jal jayega. We see them as a normal person. The Shastra says, Bhagavatam says, the job of a sadhu is to preach, to do Krishna Katha, to go to grihasthas and then make them, you know, serve Krishna. Like when Gargamuni visits Nanda Maharaj, the Nanda Maharaj says, that I am so fortunate that you are like my Lord only. You are coming to my home is like Lord's visiting. He says, Mahad Vichalanam Nirinam Grihinam Dina Chetasam. कि द पीपल लाइक यू हैव नो रीजन टू वॉन्डर हियर एंड देयर बट बिकॉज यू आर कम हियर दैट मीन्स इट इज फॉर माई इंटरेस्ट बिकॉज पर्सनली यू हैव नथिंग टू अचीव सो दैट इज एंड देन इवन मैत्री ऋषि ही सेज दैट what is the use of my living if I don't speak Krishna katha? Tathapi kirtamiyami anga yatha mati yatha shrutam. Whatever I heard and assimilated, I should speak. Otherwise, my jiva will be unchaste. She will always force me to speak prajalpa. In purport, one line Prabhupada writes that if you do not hear from sadhu, then there is no profit. Prabhupada writes, there is no profit. The same Maitreya Rishi, you see in Mahabharata, he visits to Vrindavan when all Pandavas were in exile. And Duryodhan is very political. He knows to get a blessing. So he serves him very nicely. And Maitreya becomes very happy. And then he sits. And as a guidance, he tells him, Duryodhan, actually, you divide the kingdom. Give half to Pandavas, they will be happy. And Duryodhana he never want to hear this particular thing, that Pandavas getting anything. So he becomes angry. And he was about to speak something. Our Shakuni says, don't do this. Sage. But he has become so angry that he does stamping on his thigh. He does it. You know, in angry mood, we do that. Once in Rasmaya, where Rasmaya became so angry, that he actually smashed one glass. So, I'm just saying it. So, Maitreya Rishi saw that he is insulting me. Because if sage is giving some advice, so we should accept it and later think that whether I will follow it or not. We should follow it. And it is said that better late, but we should follow that. But here he is insulting him. So Maitreya said, this same thigh will be the cause of your death. So just see how powerful is Prabhupada writing that you don't hear, it will be, there is no profit, there will be a loss. And same thing if someone just accept it, then he gets blessings. Although just like Giriraj Maharaj was told by Prabhupada that you should write in BTG. Should write. You should write regularly. You should write books. So he said, I did after so many years. So he said, it'll be better, at least I did it. So that is the main thing, that the job is to preach. And while preaching also, we should hear from the seniors. And then we'll get blessings. Bhagavatam also says that sadhus do not get disturbed by the mundane things. I mean mundane things and anything. Just like our Parikshit Maharaj gets cursed by Sringi, Shamik Rishi, he becomes alarmed actually. He says, the king is innocent and he should be informed. So he sends a message to Parikshit Maharaj that actually the curse has been given. You do better whatever you want to do. And then he prays to God that my son is also immature. Please protect him. And he continues his Bhagavad Chintan. He doesn't do any yajna or any meeting or Brahmana meeting or something. Now Kali Yuga has fallen or something. I mean, he is fixed in his meditation. Prayasha sadhava loke na vyathanti na rishanti paradvandher yojitaha. Whenever somebody brings you to the dualities, transcendental is yata atma agunashraya. When one who is transcendentally situated, he doesn't bother also. For example, now people talk, Bill Gates has divorced. Bill Gates got divorced. That has nothing to do with us, right? So people say, no, the economy will fall or so many things. So I heard that person should be so much absorbed that even like Ramanujacharya's story, that he was so absorbed that his wife was creating disturbance in his meditation. So what he did? He sent her home. Isn't it? So that much powerful absorption should be there, that even though the closest material thing is being removed, he doesn't get disturbed. Like all the time Prabhupada says that in the India-Pakistan war, at that moment, there Kolkata was getting bombed, actually, you know. But Prabhupada was, was making puris for Krishna. He said, if Krishna wants, whatever may happen. So point what I'm making is, there are enough subject matter that will drag us away from Krishna. We should be always aware that we have accepted this particular system, I mean bhakti yoga. I mean, why? Because we should utilize maximum time for our emancipation. Next is the sadhus, he never run for pratishtha, material pratishtha. Sadhu should not do that. So, like Madhavendra Puri, you know, he came to know that now he is famous, that Lord has stolen kheer for him. In the morning he will become God. I mean, people will worship him. So he ran away. Opposite to that, we see Indra, when he came to know that Prithu is making hundredth yajna, that means what will happen? My pratishtha will go down. Today my market is there. Tomorrow Prithu will be worshipped. You know, it has happened that when Sachin Tendulkar, he announced his retirement, the very next day, the next 1-2 days, all the sponsors came for cancelling their sponsorship, because he has made, you know, the 10-year contract. You know, they're thinking that I will do advertisement for you for this much period. And in between he announced his retirement. These people say, we want to cancel the contract because now Dhoni is there. Because you are not playing, what is the use? Dhoni will do ads for him. So this is material, very shrewd world. So like that, Indra thought, ki now I am 100, if he become equal, he may overdo me. The point, materialistic person will run behind pratishtha, and sadhu will run away from pratishtha. You know, in our temple around, I think, 2011-12, you must remember that there is a sudden hike in our Bhaktivedanta programs. So every day you see evening programs like Mahabharata, you know, Radhikavala Prabhu started that Sanskrit class or Mahabharata or maybe JOSG. So every day these programs would end by maybe 9:30, and then question answers, and then people would take prasad late at night, and then what happens that there would be no plate washer. So early in the morning I would see all the plates would lie in the basin there. So one day, I mean during Guru Puja, I was just walking by that road and I saw Shyamananda Prabhu also coming. So we just clashed. We saw each other and we went on our way. But then because I know him as he knows me, so I saw something is wrong. Dal mein kuch kala hai. So I thought, let us go back. In 2 minutes I came back, I saw he was washing the plates. So I said, what are you doing? This is not your job. This is president's job. Because they are stinking now. So I was thinking, now all these days when we were doing Guru Puja, he was washing the plates. And because at that time when I was clashed, he could have done that, then I would have made a big thing out of it. So he just passed it and let nobody there, and then he came back again washing. So I'm not saying that even this is the sadhuness who, I mean, I may do it something for somebody should recognize and then make big news of it. But sadhu, he runs away from that. So that should be, this is a lesson for me. I learned. Sadhu should maintain his dignity. Bhagavatam, once we see Shukracharya, he stops Bali to offer everything to Vishnu. He says, "Arey, if you give everything to him, then what? How will you sustain your life? That means, how will you sustain my life?" That he meant. So that is a bad example of a sage. The same time, Shukracharya, in the next episode, when Sharmishta and Devyani, they fight, and then Devyani goes to Shukracharya, says, "Alright, now do something. Go to king and punish her." At that time, Shukracharya comes to senses. He says, "To hell with this porohitya." He says, "Porohityam vigaritam." I should be following Uchavruti. Uchavruti means the grains fall in the grain market. I can collect it and live happily. Every time I have to go for asking favor from a king, that's not a sage's job. So, this is a good example of Shukracharya. One should maintain one dignity. And in Naimisharanya, where Lord Balaram goes, and actually he sees that Romarsha and Sutana, he's sitting and he's not offering obeisances or even, you know, greetings to Lord Balaram. He actually kills him with a blade of grass. At that moment, there are sages, they immediately says, "Haha iti vadina sarve munina khinna manasa uchu shankar shanam deva adharmaste krita prabhu." Now, just imagine, those brahmanas were so powerful. Lord Balaram is there. With respect they are saying, "Hey Prabhu, you have created adharma." Why? Because we have given him long life. Blessings are that you live for long life. Our blessings will go wrong. Now, current scenario, if some brahmanas, brahmana or sages may think, if he is angry, Baba, if that same blade of grass may turn to us, forget about it. They might have thought like that. But dignity is there. That not disrespectful, but at the same time, this is what we should follow. That is the thing. Just like once Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying that when he used to wander, in the sense, in different, before joining ISKCON, so he saw that there are many Indian sadhus were very gambhir, you know, and they would go to the bhandara or wherever. The serving goes, then they would sit like this. And how do you know that now they want more serving or not? Look at their eyes. If they do this, that means put more. They, like this means enough now. So they were not saying that, "Dalna apna plate samaske dal." So dignity was there, because sadhu cannot say, dalo, you know, like this. So, the point what I'm making is, coming back to the previous example, the scenario changed, so certain things will change, but certain things have to be changed from the follower sides also. That otherwise, those sages will get offended. They will be included in the group which are not following the norms which they have made. So like that, one sadhu should maintain the dignity. Then sadhu should not use his power for his own convenience. In the sense, just like when Veena was killed by the sages, they thought that, Veena is killed, now there is no king and there is a disturbance in the society. So they said, "No, let us churn the dead body of Veena. Something will come up." They did not say that, "Okay, forget about that. Let us do paryay. 1 year one year, each of us will become king." Because now that opportunity is there. This has come, this may come, this in Kali Yuga. As Kali Yuga progresses, the opportunity came, as we have seen. The ministers have killed kings. Servants have killed kings to occupy the kingship. But the sadhus have the access, but they didn't do that. They touched the dead body to create something. I mean, at that moment it was unheard. So this is what. And also in Ramayana we see Vishwamitra Muni, he goes to Dasharatha Maharaj. And he says, I want your son Rama to kill the Marich and Subahu. Then Dasharatha Maharaj says, he's a very young boy, 12-year-old boy. And he sleeps that night where the Rakshasas become alive. Then Vasishtha says, don't worry, you are dealing with Vishwamitra. Just if he says, Om Phat, he can make all Rakshasas into pile of ashes. He has that power. But the sage is not to use his power for destruction. So that's why he walked so long to bring Kshatriya should kill. So that is the norm Sadhu should not use, because he has power, then you are offending me, Hare Krishna. I mean, like that. Our power is for our upliftment, not to bring someone down. Sadhus do not change the social custom structure. Like we have seen, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami or Srila Haridas Thakur, they were so respected, so powerful, but they never ever demanded, you know, and the main men of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they never demanded that we want entry in Jagannath temple. They always saw that we should not even go on the road of where the pujaris go, because their services will get disturbed, will get contaminated. So that is a sadhu. So Sanatana Goswami walks on the hot sand to meet Mahaprabhu in Tota Gopinath. So this is what sadhu should do. The main very important quality of sadhu is para dukkha dukkhi. He should be para dukkha dukkhi. Like, of course, there are out of so many people, few people try for self-emancipation, I mean self-advancement. You know, prayana deva munayo so vimukta kama maunam charanti vijane na paratmanishta. Prahlad Maharaj said that they are good, at least they are trying for themselves going out of this birth next cycle. But in Kali Yuga, it is very dangerous proposal. Why? Because Kali has already entered into the mind, the air, the food, everywhere. The vibes are there, vibration. So, unless you have an association of like-minded people, it is very difficult to do any kind of activity, positive activity. That's why Prabhupada saw that and followed his guru's advice and created this Sangha all over the world, so that by seeing the people, you know, in para dukkha dukkhi, seeing that how people are degrading themselves, so how they can use this facility and take advantage. Even we see Lord Shiva, he drank poison because he could not tolerate all demigods and demons. Basically, they were saying, we are dead now. Even Lord Jesus and then Vasudev Dutt, they had great hearts actually to take up the sinful activity of the whole people, but to see them happy. So that is actually sadhu nature. And one more very powerful quality of sadhu is forgiveness. You see, when Jagai Madai, they hit Nityanand Prabhu, Mahaprabhu comes to destroy Jagai Madai with Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityanand Prabhu say, no, they are our counselees, basically. I mean, they need mercy rather than killing. So that requires forgiveness. Even somebody looks at us like this, we don't forget that, you know. Kyun dekha hoga usne? Shayad kuch to bhi hoga. So if physically hurt, if somebody hurt you physically, attack you, to forgive them, it's a very big thing. So that is a quality of sadhu. Even Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhu say, Haridas Thakur said that those who were beating him, that if I am not dying is troubling you, then I should die. I can't see you crying. And he just goes in samadhi. And then even in Jamadagni and Parashuram episode, when Parashuramji kills all the Kshatriyas, Jamadagni says, don't do this. We are actually not supposed to do that. We are Brahmanas, we are the sages, where people worship us because of this quality of forgiveness. Even Lord Brahma got his post because of this forgiveness. Sadhu has to be forgiving. Now there are some people who have a fake external appearance as a sadhu, but internally they have a very dangerous thoughts. Like, again, the contextually we will say, take the same episode, like Indra, he is stealing the horse, but the mind, he is portraying himself as a sadhu, various sampradaya he has created, but inside he has a motive of destroying the faith of people in the Vedas. Just like you have heard, Alakh Niranjan, have you heard? Alakh Niranjan. So this Alakh Niranjan means, this actually it has come from Alaksha Niranjanam. That unseen, I mean, and Niranjanam means pure. So Lord who is pure, Niranjanam, and Alakshaka Alakh ho gaya, Alakh Niranjan. The real meaning is this, but because of the, this is not traditional, so they say, he is pure, Lord is pure, but unseen. Unseen because he has no form. So Kunti Maharani says, ki, no, this is Mudha Drisha. He has form, but you can't see it because Maya Javanika Achanyam. So Maya has put curtain in front of you because you are not qualified. That's why you can't see him. So, there are many people in this age we see that they have a powerful influence on people. Great study of scripture, Indian history, Sanskriti, so much. But inside they have no faith in Krishna. And now and then they will bring out what? The envious attitude towards Krishna. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tanaham dvishataha kruran sansareshu naradhamam kshipami ajasram ajasram. What is that? Last word? Asurishva eva yonishu. I will cast these people who are envious towards me to Asuri yoni. So that's why, I mean, it is a pitiable thing. You know, in third canto it is the word comes by Vidura that it is, this act is pitiable by even pitiable people. Those who are pitiable, they also pity this act. That they have so much that they can bring forth their people's faith towards Krishna by their influence, by their study, by solving doubts. But they break the faith of people towards Krishna. So their future is very dark. So however they grow up their beard and they speak very influentially, they are not sadhu, they are not guru. People may call their sadguru, sadguru, but they are not sadhu, they are not guru because Krishna says, Ashraddha dhana purusha dharma sasya parantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrutyu samsara vartmani. Whoever you are, however powerful, influential, wealthy people you are, but you have no faith in Krishna, and rather than you are destroying faith of people, then your end is like this. Asurishva eva yonishuhu. So that's why we have to be very careful from such kind of people who have a fake external appearance, but inside, Prabhupada said, Mayavad is like this. It looks very good, but so go near, you don't know when you have changed your conceptions. And we know that, I think time is up, so I'll take the very last, very important thing, that how to remain a sadhu. A sadhu, how he can remain a sadhu. It's a very important thing Bhagavad Gita teaches. That api chet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhureva sa mantavya samyak vyavasito hisah. Early in the creation, Brahma creates Kumaras, Lord Shiva, and then many. And then he creates Vak. And then the episode happens once in a lifetime that Lord Brahma runs behind Vak. So at that time, Marichi and other his sons, they call him, "Hey Prabhu, don't do that. This has never been done by any Brahma before." So immediately Brahma becomes alarmed that, "Oh, I should not do that." So in this, what we learn, Acharya says that these people are so advanced, Marichi and that they know the power of Brahma. Even though he did that, his power of creation doesn't get diminished. He created the whole creation. Because teji asamna doshaya. Similarly, Krishna is saying that ones who have accepted my path, have surrendered unto me, by previous habits or conditioning, he may do sudurachara. But if he is doing ananya bhag, bhajate mam, ananya bhag. If he is doing my bhakti, continuing my bhakti, then he should be considered sadhu. Now, I think Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said that if a person sees such a person and says that he is a sadhu, he is a sadhu, he says. Those who identify such a person as a sadhu, he becomes sadhu. So this is a very powerful assurance by Krishna that if you want to remain a sadhu in the sense, if you want to progress in spiritual system, then you have to have this. Because it is very challenging. Because as we grow, we will have and sort of we will grow in our ability many ways, and then we may challenge Krishna's statements, and we may act behave in such a way that will be controversial to what Krishna is saying here. So that's why this is very important, that the Shastra Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita teaches us that there are so many characteristics of sadhu which we can ponder on, and we think every day that, okay, how in practical day-to-day life, little by little, I can inherit these qualities and perfect my life. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Itai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bhagavatam.